It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Alicia Harstad, NDSU Extension agent and educator here in Barnes County. Alicia, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, there are more storm assessments from the big June 20th and June 21st storm that came in two waves, one with tornadoes, and the second wave really nasty with 100-plus mile-an-hour straight-line winds. And Alicia is with us here today just to kind of throw out a few reminders for people who probably suffered their property damage as well as the crop damage, too. So I don't know where you want to begin today, Alicia, with the crops or the structure damage, but I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, so as many are well aware, there's quite a bit of agriculture damage, whether it was with crops or even heard some reports of, I think there's still a couple of bulls that were missing. And of course, outbuildings, shops, and unfortunately, there's also a couple houses that were also damaged. But that also included grain bins and dryers and grain handling equipment as well. So what we have been asked by Governor Armstrong, the NDSU Extension has been asked to help with the agriculture assessment, how much damage is out there. And so we have been sent a survey that people can fill out, so they can, we will be mailing these out probably either today or tomorrow, so you should be able to see them in your mailbox towards the middle or end of this week. And if you don't get one, let us know. But we're just kind of, some of the questions on that survey are asking if you had any outbuilding damage, equipment, grain bins, if there's any livestock working facilities, shelter belts, and crop damage. Some of those things, and people can either bring them back, or there's also a link for the survey as well, so people can fill out the link themselves as well, too.
And structure damage, we talked about that extensively. I know, speaking with Jessica Jenrich, the emergency manager in Barnes County, at least four primary residents that have either completely destroyed, and as you mentioned, so many outbuildings. Now, what I wasn't aware of until after the storm was crop damage just by way of wind, you know. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
Yeah, because we, like you said, we had sustained probably 100-mile winds for, it was almost 2 hours. And so the soybean crop really took probably the majority of that damage. There's fields that the stand is pretty poor, or there's barely a little bit of beans that were left. So this past week or so, there was some reseeding that was happening with some soybeans. Otherwise, I think some people were just trying to debate whether they even reseed or if they put cover crop on, because it is getting rather late. The corn crop actually seemed to fare okay, just because of the stage that it was at. There was a little bit of lodging. There was some crop that had some beat up leaves, but overall it actually fared kind of okay. And same thing with our small grains. Just because our small grains, they're just starting to basically head out now. So if it would have been a few weeks down the road where the small grains would have been fully headed out, we probably would have seen a lot more damage, but it seemed to be handled the wind okay. But we were kind of lucky in Barnes County where we didn't get the extent of the hail. So it sounds like around Jamestown area, that storm that was a week ago, there was a bunch of hail. But we also did have hail Saturday, last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is a little hail damage that has happened as well, too.
Yeah, we've had the old 1-2-3 punch, it seems like, over the last couple of weekends. That's for sure. You mentioned grain handling units. We had reports of grain elevators, grain bins, not only in cities, but on the farm. This is mm-hmm. a multi-million dollar recovery effort in the area, isn't it, Alicia?
Yeah, definitely. I would say several million dollar recovery, because it's not usually when we've had these kind of storms, it seems like one or two farmsteads might get hit or a elevator, but it's a very widespread problem. So we're seeing a lot of grain bins, dryers, legs, augers, some of those things that all receive damage. And like you said, it's not just a farm or two, there's quite a few farms that are suffering from damage, and also elevators. So this is going to probably create a challenge come harvest time, because we're going to be short on grain storage. And it wasn't just Barnes County either. It's Page, Hunter, Galesburg, some of that area up there as well too. So it's several, and I've even heard reports from, you know, as far as Medina and Woodworth, that area. And so, and I think we're starting to hear some reports of at least some structure damage by Bismarck. But so it's a very widespread issue.
Yeah, you're talking about Stutzman, Barnes, Ransom, Steele, Cass counties. I mean, it's just so widespread. And when you see these forms, these assessment of summer storm impact forms, you'll see them. Or you can get them online as well. Obviously, they talk about primary residence, outbuildings, and a lot of the insurance agents are saying, and adjusters, crop storage, all of that, equipment, livestock as well, shelter belts are included in that too. But a lot of the insurance agents and the adjusters are saying, you know, even if you didn't see it, the damage the first time you went around your farmstead or your property, your land, and you catch it a second time, just give them a call, and they'll add that to the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good reminder. Because, yeah, there's some of those things you just don't think about maybe the first go around until you start thinking, oh, yeah, or, you know, looking a little bit closer. Definitely reach out to your insurance agent for any issues.
All right. Alicia, anything else to add before we let you go?
No, just a reminder to be on the lookout for that survey. If anyone has any questions, they can always contact the Extension office as well. It's not required to have any identifying information out there, so you don't have to put your name on it or anything like that if you don't want. So you can keep it anonymous if you wish. But if people want, they can give us a call at the Barnes County Extension office. Our phone number is 845-8528. Or they can always send me an email as well, too. It's alicia.harstead@ndsu.edu.
There's Alicia Harstead, NDSU Extension agent here in Barnes County, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.